joining us in our Let's Talk Ministry. Looking out of Psalm 19, and probably one of the first thing you think about Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. And so it's an automatic opportunity for us to say, wow, let's enjoy the creation. But I don't want to talk about that. And you probably think a little bit farther on. You go, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. And just the commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. So the opportunity for us as sons and daughters to be able to take the truth of the scriptures and allow those scriptures to revive our heart, allow those scriptures to give us direction, allow those scriptures to point us in the right direction, leading us to the fear of the Lord and all of who he is. And then there's obviously some more verses that are in here, but then 14 is the one that I've really been thinking about. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Now that's where, if we're honest, we could become very, very vulnerable. Because it is easy to say, well, you know, I didn't say that, even though I might have thought it. And so, you know, what I don't say can't be held against me. But then this phrase, the meditation on my heart, the things that I'm pondering, the things that I'm thinking about that nobody, you know, would really know or be made aware of, may they be acceptable in your sight. So this has just been an opportunity for me to pause and really think about, okay, the meditations of my heart, when I'm just, you know, riding down the road or mowing grass or running the weed eater, what am I thinking about? And in those times, how well am I doing taking those thoughts captive and say, wait a second, that's not the precept. That's not reviving my soul. That's not walking in awe of who you are. That's not allowing my heart to enjoy the creation, the birds, the wind, the sunshine. That's allowing my heart to wonder, to think about things that really shouldn't be thought about, and I should not be processing them. So it's just been, you know, really good for me just to, again, maybe my phrase a couple weeks back was an allergic reaction to a passage of scripture, or where a passage of scripture just kind of punches you in the stomach, says, hey, wake up here a second. That's been Psalm 19 in verse 15. That's been just for me to think through, okay, Lord, I really need to guard the meditations of my heart. I want those to be acceptable in your sight. And Lord, you are my rock. You are my redeemer. You are my everything. And so I want to run to you in this area of my life. So I just want to encourage you as you go about your Friday, the meditations of your heart, be honest. Don't make excuses. Open up that area of your life. Say, okay, Lord, I want you to step into this and move and mold and shape me in the son and daughter that you want me to be. So Jesus, thank you for your word and the truth that's in there and the power that's in there. Now help us to be honest with that and then allow us to open our heart up to you, and may it be true that the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. Thank you for this day, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.